idea how many people have asked me in the last 7 days if we were going to do the Skol chant. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Alexander Graham Bell was an amazingly talented individual, invented so many things for us, including the multiple telegraph, an instrument to test our hearing, and the tricycle landing gear that most planes still use today, amongst many other lesser inventions. The most important invention, and for which he is famous, of course, is the telephone. It is the invention that made him and his family enormously wealthy, but it almost did not happen. Alexander Graham Bell really never got around to going to the patent office to apply for a patent application. His father-in-law, however, who was financing most of Bell's research, went to the patent office himself on Bell's behalf. February 14th, 1876, on Bell's 29th birthday, and got the patent. Good thing, because just hours later, a scientist named Elisha Gray came to that same patent office to put a patent on an invention he'd been working on called the telephone. We have many tasks in life. Some of them we prioritize as being able to put off for a while. There are other tasks that are urgent. One of those tasks recently got onto the urgent list in my household during those cold sub-zero stretches of weather that we have already endured this winter. We had a garage door opener that was quite reliable until it hit about 5 below zero. And then at 5 below zero, it simply would stop working. The sensors would not notice one another, and no amount of readjustment would make that happen. Now, here's the trouble. The trouble is that if I had remembered that on a June day when it was 70 degrees and easy to go out and work with steel and wiring, it would have been an easy job to do. But at 15 degrees below zero, it was very difficult to think about going out and taking off my gloves and replacing those pieces of metal and machinery. Well, during this last recent cold snap that lasted many days, never hitting zero, and we had been manually opening and closing the garage door. Yes, I know this is a first world problem. This problem hit the urgent list for one in my household. Because of that, that was transferred quickly to my urgent list. The overhead garage door company was there a few days later, and now we have a brand new opener that I can communicate with by my cell phone. Amazing. The Gospel of Mark is all about urgency. The shortest of the Gospels, just 16 chapters, Mark uses the word immediately 40 times. Two of those times in our gospel lection for today, the calling of the first four disciples. Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee after his cousin John the Baptizer has been arrested. He sees two brothers, Simon and Andrew. And he says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." You know, this is crazy, people. Immediately, the Bible says, immediately they left their nets. They left their way of making a living. They left their tools of the trade, and they followed him. Oh, who knows? Maybe they were having a bad day at the office. And the thought of doing anything other than throwing those dirty debts into the sea and pulling up those heavy, wet nets back into the boat, anything sounded better than that. But it is quite remarkable that Jesus' entire recruitment pitch is, "Follow me." And compounding, Jesus goes a little further, now walking with his dynamic duo, and sees two more brothers, James and John. Immediately, Mark says, Jesus called them, and they left their dad in the boat with the hired hands and followed. We see this immediacy all over the Bible. We see an urgent Jesus. There are urgent things that happen in our life as well. Today is a day of urgency for some. Without elevating a football game to the level of the gospel, we can acknowledge that there are some who have been waiting for a Super Bowl victory in this state since September 17th, 1961, when the Vikings won their first game improbably against a good Chicago Bears team by a convincing score, 37-13. Yes, those details are seared into my memory. When I complain to my son, Tim, that I have not seen a Super Bowl victory in 57 seasons, my son will retort, "Yes, Dad, but you've at least seen them play in four Super Bowls," and he is into his 30s. So there is some kind of sense of urgency amongst Viking fans that this has to be the year. And I tell you, if they win today, that urgency will exponentially rise in the next 2 weeks as the Super Bowl comes to Minneapolis on February 4th. Now is the time. It is urgent. A few weeks ago in December, one of our Wednesday morning Bible study members told of an experience that she had in December, a few days before our Wednesday Bible study. Bethel is one of the congregations that sends volunteers to Samaritan Bethany to help transport residents down to the chapel on Sunday mornings for their two worship services. Vanessa had responded positively to this invitation. She reported that the first person that she saw was a former math teacher. She said how wonderful it was to be able to talk over some old times with him, to give him transport to the chapel along with other people, to sit with him in worship. Her face lit up as she talked about this experience, how it had warmed her. She was going to sign up again and again to do this service. 4 days ago, at our Wednesday Bible study, Vanessa offered a postscript to this story. She said that in the subsequent weeks, since she had told us the first story in December, that this man had died. And she was so grateful that she had had an opportunity to visit with him and to worship with him weeks before. In December, Vanessa did not know of the urgency of that visit. No one did, only God. But the subsequent weeks would show the truth that there is no time like the present to serve God and to serve God's people. You know, there's no place in the Bible where Jesus says, "Follow me, but if you have something better to do, I'm okay with that." Jesus never says, "Follow me, but if you have to go home and sleep on it, you can get back to me tomorrow." Jesus doesn't say, "Follow me, but if a football game gets in the way, I'm good." Can happen, won't happen, will never happen. Jesus offers the invitation and then expects a laser focus on the gospel. It is immediate. It is that important. And the immediacy leads to eternity. Amen. Hymn 686, please rise and